Welcome to another episode of our wellness podcast. I'm Mark DeFee, and with me is Casey Schroeder. We're both licensed therapists who focus on workplace mental health.
We're also pretty good friends, so we're going to have a little bit of fun, maybe tell some stories, but most importantly, we're going to give you some great information to help you develop both personally and professionally. Does that sound good? All right, let's dive in.
So, Casey, on this episode, we're going to be tackling one of the more serious topics that we've come across, and that is sexual assault and domestic violence. And I know that I've had some experience in this arena being a telephonic crisis clinician. However, I know you have an extremely strong background working with victims of domestic violence. So I'm going to ask you to do two things. One, can you provide us an overview of your work experience or your clinical experience? And then also, the general question, what do you want people to know about this topic?
Sure. So I think, first off, I am in no way, shape, or form an expert on domestic violence. So I definitely want to put that statement out there. I did earlier on in my career spend a few years counseling women in a domestic violence shelter. That was my full-time job. This is a place where women came who are in the middle of a domestic violence situation and needed a safe place to stay. We typically saw women, you know, stay anywhere from a week to a month to 2 months, sometimes just themselves, sometimes with their kids. And it was my job to make sure that they got the behavioral health or the mental health counseling in order to kind of start on their road to recovery. And, you know, this was almost 20 years ago, Mark, which is hard to believe, but it was almost 20 years ago.
But I got, so you were like four?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. I was the youngest counselor in the history of counseling. But yeah, so it was a couple of decades ago. And I got to tell you, like, these women are still with me today. I learned so much from them and their stories. I can still hear them in my head telling them, you know, telling me about themselves and what they had endured. So, you know, as far as what I would like people to know about domestic violence, maybe some just general stats to kind of start out with. Every 9 seconds in the U.S., a woman is assaulted or beaten. Mm-hmm. 1/4 of women worldwide will experience domestic violence in their lifetime. 1/4, 25% of women. Yeah. That's worldwide.
Throughout our world.
Yeah. Right. Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And something that I think is really important is to know is that boys who witness domestic violence are twice as likely to abuse their own partners and their children when they become adults.
Yeah, that's something that I was surprised by, and reiterates that this can be a generational thing. It could be, you know, in families for quite some time because of that very thing. Witnessing it makes people more prone to abusive behavior. And, you know, as we know, domestic violence is about control. Mm-hmm. It's about being able to control the other person. And so if you see that and you feel out of control in your life because a parent is being abused, and you are trying to find some control, that could be the behavior you turn to. Obviously, it's not the one we want people to, but when you stop and think about it, it makes sense that that's the behavior being displayed to them. That's how one of their parents is maintaining control. If they're feeling out of control, they might try the same thing. So I think that's an incredibly important statistic to pay attention to.
Sure. I mean, when there's violence like that in your lifetime and control, and like as a child, if you see that, it cuts to your basic human right of safety, right? So these children grow up searching for that control, right? So, and I think that's part of that cycle of that cycle of domestic violence and the generational inheritance, if you will.
Yeah. And I have a number of questions for you, but let me start here. So often we talk about if someone's in a domestic violence situation, what should they do? How do they keep themselves safe? But, you know, if we think someone is in a relationship where abuse could be occurring and we want to intervene before something, you know, major happens, what should we be paying attention to? My whole thought process is, are there preventative steps that people looking at someone can take once they notice what might be occurring? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question. It makes complete sense, right? Because I think, you know, we talk about the warning signs if you have a loved one you think is being abused. You know, are they wearing long sleeve clothes? Are they canceling plans at the last minute? Things like that. But we don't talk about leading up to the violence. You know, is there anything that you can say to somebody that you think might be going down that path of a very unhealthy relationship that might lead to domestic violence? And honestly, kind of going back to that control piece, I think some of the warning signs have to be looking for that control. This person that you're concerned about, does their partner not allow them to go out without them? Have they talked to you about their, you know, partner checking their emails? Do you hear them have to ask permission of their partner to do things that nobody should ask permission for? Does that make sense? That
it does. Yeah, it does. And if you do notice that, if those behaviors, you know, you see kind of a cluster of them, what do you do at that point?
Well, I think first and foremost, just like anything, when you approach somebody who you think is in trouble, approach them with an open mind. Be non-judgmental. Ask them honest questions about what's going on in their life and believe them. Listen to them. And if you feel like they are telling you some very concerning patterns or concerning information, then help that person with whatever they need. Maybe they do need to be connected to a counselor, but maybe they need a job to get out of the relationship. You know, maybe you can help them, you know, connect to a different situation in life to help them, you know, financially or something along that line. You know, your answer to their problems might not be their answer. So just kind of be open.
You think you know what's going to help them best, but without really engaging them, you don't know for sure. And you know, the one thing I think I would add to that is when you do engage them, starting from a place of, I'm concerned about you, relaying your own feelings, because when I worked as a telephonic crisis clinician, I would hear those stories of, you know, my friend brought this up because they just don't like my boyfriend. And so they're saying these things. And it's one of those, no, I think they're saying them because they're concerned about you. But it wasn't taken that way because the person at the beginning didn't stop to acknowledge why they're doing this. I'm doing this because I love you and I'm concerned. And I want to make sure that you know you have people here that you can turn to, even if it's for the practical things like finding a new job. So the last piece here is the pandemic has impacted everything. It's Absolutely. Also impacted domestic violence.
Absolutely.
You know, in just a brief 30 seconds or so, tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Well, you know, research is showing that domestic violence is on the rise and has been since January 2019. It's definitely not just a U.S. rise either, or, you know, case occurrence in the U.S. rising. It's cases across the world. And again, when you think about living in a time where a lot of things are out of people's control, people who already have control issues might find a way to start acting out, you know, a little bit more frequently.
That's a really good point of how the pandemic has taken away our control over our world. And if this is someone's behavior or predisposition to be violent, the feeling of our world being out of control is only going to enhance that. So that makes sense. And I appreciate your time today. I always love speaking with you, but when you can shed light on such an important topic, all the better. So we appreciate everybody listening. Until we speak again, take care and be well. If you're looking for more information on this topic, use the search function on the right-hand side of this website.